That's the easy part. The Geschmack, he says,
Void.
Yeah, obviously it's only Void. He has two answers, but I'll tell you the second one. Called maybe the Aron that Moshe wanted to break.
It could break. It could get ruined. It could get lost. Anything could happen. I mean, it won't probably happen, right? But it is a mitzvah that you have to put in there because it's a mitzvah. If you have something wrong with the Aron, you got to make another Aron. That's what he writes. But you see, he writes it as Va'oid Vaisis. He has something else in mind. Maybe we'll get to that later. But anyways, the Ramban, the point that I was bringing out is that the Ramban said what the Minchas Chinuch said. That when you don't have luchos, you don't have an Aron. So the thing is like this, though. That's all the Ramban's mahalach. Because the Ramban, he is the one that said that every mitzvah is a hechsher for the thing. But the Rambam's shita was that every kli is part of vasel mikdash. And in the Kinnas Seferim, there on the Rambam, he says, so Memela, I hold according to the Rambam, having Aron is part of having the whole base of Mikdash. That's the mitzvah it would go into. So according to the Rambam, why wouldn't they make another one?
It's not Tully on the
Luchais. Why don't they make another one? So that might be actually what the Minchas Chinuch was saying there. The Minchas Chinuch, how we wrote down what he said. The Minchas Chinuch wrote, the Aron, there's no point. Because if you don't have Luchais, there's no point of making an Aron. Then he says, and according to the Rambam, that it's Midinei HaMitzvah. Meaning, and according to the Rambam, that it's part of the essay of Vesul HaMikdash. Well, it's not Ma'akiv. You'll still be Yoytze B'diavad even if you don't have another Aron. But that's why the Rambam is already something else. There you can't just say it's for no reason. The Rambam holds this one big mitzvah. Vasul Mikdash includes all the Kalim. But even if you don't do the Aron, it won't be mocked. Okay, but then he's not finishing up. Because why should he do B'di'evit? Make an Aron and be l'chatchila. Okay, so now like this.
How can the Rambam also hold that when you build something, it has to be for a purpose?
Very good. Rambam, I wanted to say exactly what you say, based really on the lashon of the chinuch, because I think that
especially
this chinuch
it's coiled all together.
It's one.
Without it, what's the point?
Okay, I'll explain even more because we said the Ramban's tying against the Rambam, right? He said I don't think it should go in because a building and kalim is not the same thing. So what's the answer? So here I'll say over how the Chinuch wrote it, and I think that basically answers it. The Chinuch, what page is it on? Oh, here it is. Livnois bais l'shem Hashem. This is the Chinuch. Kaloimar. The Indian of banking a base of mikdash is to bring karbonis. And tialiyah regal, you could do aliyah regal there. Shenemar va'asul mikdash, right? In this parasha it says va'asul mikdash. V'zois ha-mitzvah koileles imo ha-kelim ha-tzrichim ba-bayis el ha-avoida. This mitzvah also includes all the kelim necessary to do the avoida. Kegoyin ha-minoira, shulchan, mizbeach, v'chol shara kelim. So I think he just took care of the Ramban's kasha. That the Ramban said, how could a kli be part of a house? The answer is, it's not part of a house, but the whole thing, according to the Rambam, of the house is make me something which you could do karbonis. So memela being that the mitzvah is doing the karbonis, the getting a house for the karbonis. So the chinuch said, and that's koilel, all the kalim needed in the house to do the karbonis. It's like part of the same.
Not
Ma'akev,
so then it's not part of the house.
He's saying that the mitzvah is yoytze without it. The mitzvah of also lemikdash is yoytze b'deavid without a menorah. Let's say. I mean, you can't light the candles without the menorah, but you'll get the esel lemikdash.
Any
keli is not Ma'akev on vasel lemikdash. But in other words, that's the how the chinuch got the kelim into the bais, because it's all to do the karbanis. That's how it goes together. Okay, I even saw someone wrote a nice thing. He wanted to say, and that's why the Ramban didn't hear it, because the Ramban writes that the Indian of the base of Mikdash was for the Shechina to come down, not for the karbanis. So he said, fine, so that's the bais. Why should the kelim go in? But the Rambam said that the Indian was to do with karbanis, so the kelim went in. Okay. But once you have that, we could easily say what you're saying, that any kli which doesn't have any purpose doesn't go in. There's no need to have an empty box of an aron. It's not going to do any karbanis for you or anything. So over there, maybe it wouldn't go in. So l'chayra, really, it should be good. L'chuli alma, why didn't they make an aron? The only thing is that the briskerov said, I don't know from where he knows it though, but he said, every single keli has two dinim. It has a din that has to be there for its service, whatever, the menorah to light, the mizbach zav for keteiros, and so on and so on. And also, even if it can't do anything, there's a mitzvah that it should be there. That alone, that it's a kli of the beis hamikdash, it should be there. So according to that hanocha, then you have a place to ask the kasha. And be'emes, I saw the Rashash in Yuma, Taka also asked the kasha that way. He says, same kasha as we've been saying, so why don't you make another aron? When they put away Yoshia's aron, make another one. He says, what will you say? Because why should he make an empty aron? He says, I don't hear a difference between that and making an empty Urim Betumim. Because it says in the second Beis HaMikdash, the Urim Betumim couldn't do anything. Because they took out the Shem. It couldn't answer. And they still did it. It was still a mitzvah to put out the Chayshim without the Urim Betumim. So, and he says it's exact same Lashon L'chumish. V'nosata l'chayshin ha-mishpat esa Urim v'esatumim. And here it says, v'nosata l'aron esa edus. So just like you have an empty Urim Betumim without the v'nosata, so why don't you have an aron without the v'nosata?
It's a big chiluk, though.
Yeah.
The word is shmei de begadim.
Very good. So l'chayer, you could, right. L'chayer, what's he saying? You've got to. You need it. You need the shmei de begadim. So l'chayer, the pshat in the Rashash's kasha, the way I understand it, is mamish that he held like the briskerov. He's saying, but you also can't have a full base of mikdash without an aron. In other words, he must have understood it like the briskerov. That besides for that each kli has a service, that this does a thing, you know, but besides for that, it also, besides for its particular service, it's how the base of Mikdash is supposed to be. So, like, he's making a comparison. The Urim Betumim has its private little thing, what it does. It answers questions. It doesn't work, right? But you got to put it on anyways, because it's the eighth begotten. So he's comparing it. So the same thing in the base of Mikdash, even if it doesn't have its particular purpose, it's not doing any good, because it has no luchas in there. But you have to have it for the, like, Shmoyna Begadim of the Beis HaMikdash, you know? That's how he must have understood the kasha.
Wasn't the Chayshim Mechaper even without the Urim Betumim?
You mean Mechaper on, like, Ibus Hadin, maybe?
Right.
I hear, okay. Okay, so I'm sure...
It still has a tachlis.
Okay, but...
More than an empty arm, I'm saying.
I'm sure the Beis HaMikdash also does things, you know?
No, I'm saying the arm, what purpose does the arm have outside of if there are luchas in it?
If it's supposed to be there, it's got to have...
It's not a direct kapara. It doesn't... There's no set tachos other than, obviously, it's part of the...
When you say the Urim Betumim didn't accomplish its mission in the second mission, does that mean there's something inside that was missing or just didn't work?
Well, according to Rashi in Chumash and a few in the Ravid, it was mamash missing the Shem. They pulled out, they had a Shem in there, which that was called the Urim Betumim, the rabbits of the, and they pulled it out. They didn't have it.
What's that? That's why?
Because they had, the Ruach Kesh didn't work anymore. There weren't Roy, so it wouldn't work.
Why not have the Shem anymore?
I guess the Shem is only there to answer, I guess. If you can't, it doesn't do anything.
Just figure out a test by the Urim, why not? It was B'nais Amad. So yeah. They couldn't have built it.
Well, if it won't stand b'neis, your yaitze, we were, you know, if you're zeichet b'neis, it didn't take up any room. Well, that was the nace that Hashem. It wasn't a halacha. Okay, so you said you're mekayim the mitzvah without the nace. The nace was that it didn't take any space up in the Kodesh Kadosh.
Another figure, forget it.
Well, I'm saying you're mekayim the mitzvah even if it takes space up.
We only saw the Mishkan.
The Kodesh Kadosh was bigger. But it says in the Gemara that even there, it says in the Gemara that it tests Eser Amos L'chol Ruach in the second. Yes, it was still didn't pick up. It didn't pick up. Okay, but that's not very nice. But if you don't have the nace, you should still do the mitzvah anyway. Okay, so Bekitzer, we just boiled down the kasha. The kasha is like this. It's assuming that the mitzvah of the Aron is part of Asuli Mikdash. And it's also assuming this briskerov that everything has its mitzvah without doing any purpose. Then you can begin to ask the kasha. And that's what the Rishash is asking. And Taka, the briskerov, he asked it too. He said, why don't they have another Aron? So on this, I will say over three...
The fact that the original Aron was hidden as compared to being destroyed?
You mean maybe if it's hidden, then somehow it's still around, so you don't want to make another one. All right, but you would need to explain that also, because if it's a mitzvah, why wouldn't you want to make another one? So I'll say
I just was wondering why Yeshua didn't just bury the Luchas itself. That's the Iker part of the Aron, just like the Aron Metomin.
Do the Luchas.
Yeah, leave
the Luchas. Well, you'll see. He'll soon hear the Rabbeinu Bechai. So first I'll say over Teretz that many say. Rabbeinu Bechai is the first of them. Maral Miprag. Rishash and Meshech Chachma. All four of them were mechavim to one teretz. They said that if you look in the Chumash, Rashi talks about it on the Parsha, it says to put in the Aron, and then it says again, Ve'ela Aron Titen Asa'edus Asher Etim Elacham. Two times it says to put the Luchais into the Aron. So Rashi asks it, why does it write it twice? And Rashi gives the teretz to teach you the order that you put in the second extra time that says the luchais, to tell you the order that you put in the luchais before you put on the kapayrus. So that's Rashi's teretz. Zok, the Rabbeinu Bechai, and all those achrayim, a different answer. To teach you this din, that even though all the other kalim are supposed to be there, even if they have no purpose, but ve'ala aron, the only time you ever have an Aron is if you have it with Luchais. La'akuva, that if the Aron doesn't have Luchais, then you don't do it. That's what all of them say, the same teretz. And Memeil, that's the answer. Once Yoshia put the Luchas down there, it's ma'akiv, no Aron, no empty Aron. Okay, that's what they all give a teretz. Now what the Briskerov answers is really a shtickle, like it's not a different answer really. He didn't say the Shinilakiv thing at all. But if you think about it, it's really like the neshama of their teretz. Like he explains it a little. It really goes together. He says like this. What's taka pshat that you're supposed to put the luchas, like the Rashi makes a whole thing, that you have to put the luchas in before you put on the kapayers. Right? What's that all about? I mean... Why? Well, who cares? So put on the kapayrus and then put in the luchas afterwards. See, the pshat is like this. All the other kalim is already called the kli before you put anything in it. The aron is only considered a aron when it's an aron ha'edus. If you don't have luchas in there, it's not an aron ha'edus. I mean, it's a box, but it's not nishlam what it is. It's just a box. In order to be an Aron Eidus, you need to have luchas in it. Memela, the Torah says like this. You can't, when you put the kapuras, you have to put the kapuras on the Aron. It won't be an Aron if you don't have the luchas in there yet. So Memela, you've got to put in the luchas. Now you have an Aron Eidus. Now you can put on the kapuras. It's teaching me this thing that you only have an Aron with luchas in it. Memela, the Briskerov said, that's the pshat in this thing. That's why there's no point of making an Aron without Luchais. Why? That's good for the Pshat. He said that's why they didn't try it in Yoshia, because it won't be an Aron. It will be a box. It has to be an Aron Eidus, and if it's not an Aron Eidus, it's nothing.
It's true. It will be a box without a top.
Well, you can.
You should get the top on.
Yeah, because there's no Aron. Okay, that's even further. But you won't even have the right. So in other words, really, I think the Biskrov and what they're saying goes together. It's just a perish of why. Why is the Torah saying it's Makiv? Why? The answer is because there's no such thing in the world as an Aron without a Luchos in it. Because the whole thing is an Aron Eidus. That's what it is. So his brother, Reb Moshe Soloveitchik, said the same thing. I don't know who said it first between them. But Reb Moshe added on, he says, with this I want to be miyashav another kasha. Because if you look in Parshas Vayakel, when Bezalel put together the Aron, he put in the Badim. It says in Vayakel. Then when you go to Parshas Pekudei, and it says, and Moshe Rabbeinu, they brought the Aron, and they put in the Luchas into it, and they put the bottom in. So, Zokter Moshe, it sounds like they must have taken it out in between, or else how could he put it into time, right? If Bezalel finished, let's say, Hanukkah time, or whenever he was done making all the things, right? And he put in the bottom. So then, how is it that when they put in the Luchas, they're putting in the bottom again? So obviously, they had taken it out in between. So he says, how did they ever do that? It's a lav in the Torah. Lo yasur mimenu. You're not allowed to take the bottom. So Reb Moshe answered, because they hadn't put in the luchas yet. And since they didn't put in the luchas, it wasn't an Aron Eidus, and the answer is to take it out of the Aron Eidus. So Mimela, that's how he answered that kasha. And then he answered another kasha, too, with this. He wanted to say that if you look in the order, everything in Pekudei, they put it in its place. And then they did whatever you do. Like, they put the Aron down, the menorah in its place, and they lit it. They put the kiyar in its place, and they did each thing. But the Aron, it says they put in the luchais, and then they put the Aron in. Why is it the only one that they did it before they got to the place? Because the answer is because you're supposed to put the Aron Eidus there. So first make an Aron Eidus, then put it. So that was it. That was his other Mara Mokum for that. So Bekitzer, okay, so that we're making the two terutzim into one terutz. Where the nekuda is, there's a either it's a limud from the double lashon, or you say the tam, because a aron without luchas is nothing. Fine. Now, I'll say a whole totally different terutz.
If the whole tachlis is the luchas, so what's the difference if I make the whole thing? Open up the kapyrus, and put the whole thing was almanasa. There should be luchas in it. Why isn't it a luchas of bris?
Because he's saying you're supposed to put the kapyrus on the aron. So first, make sure you've got an aron. The Torah wants you to put cover the aron ha'edus. So you got to have an aron ha'edus, then you could cover the aron ha'edus.
Right, but you have to uncover it anyhow to put the Torah in. And then cover
it. Okay, so you mean you could do it for nothing, you mean? Yeah, I don't know if you're getting out there, but it's saying that's nothing. But like, right. What the point was trying to say is, right, you didn't do anything, because it's not an Aron now. That's the main point. Now, there's a whole different way to answer the Kasha. And two Grois Yidin were Mechavim to the Teretz, the Mikdash David and Rav Chaim Moizer. Ger Rebbe asked Rav Chaim Moizer this Kasha. He says, why didn't they make another Aron when Yoshia put the first one down? So Rav Chaim Moizer told him the same teretz as the Mikdash Dav. He said, there's a din in the Gemara. Kol ha-kelim sha'asa Moshe, mishichas mekad sha'asa. Right? In order that it should get its kedusha, you needed to do mishicha. You needed to do mishicha. Okay. Or mekad ve'elech, avidosan mechan chasa. After the Moshe Rabbeinu's door, you did a avoda, and that's made it get a kedusha. So he said, how could you make a new aron? What avoda are you going to do? There's nothing you do with the aron. You don't do any avoda with the aron.
Well, the kippur you.
Towards, right.
Towards.
But you don't do it on it. It's just towards. Touch it even. So Mimela, there's no avoda to do. So you'll never get an aron. You'll push it, never get a new aron. That is what the that's what the Rav Chaim Moser and the Mikdash David both answer. But the thing is, Rav Chaim Moser stuck with the answer. Mikdash David was chayzer away from the answer.
So you never get it wrong because we don't have.
There's no avoda to do. We don't have a shem mishcha. Mikan ve'elcha. The din is anyways mikan ve'elcha only avoda, and we didn't have shem mishcha. It's true anyways because that's one of the things they well, hid along with our. So basach they hid them so they didn't have it either even if they wanted.
Didn't have shem for asking,
but that doesn't really work. That's nothing. That's. Oh, some achrenim do learn that it means you could do either. There are a few I saw in the Frankel Rambam in the back. I didn't look them up. He says some say that you could do Mashiach still also. But really you couldn't do it, right?
Well, he could have done it.
It was
right
also
before.
Hidden.
He could have done it right before.
Oh, you mean make a Aaron before you hide it?
Then, right,
do Mashiach. I see. Ah, okay. That's true. When Yoshia realized that he's going to have to hide all these things so he could quickly make a new Aaron, do Mashiach,
and then
grain is it. If you go like those achrayim, that is not the pashtas. That's a chiddush of the achrayim. Pashtas is mekan ve'elcha v'dosu mekan chasen. From now on, you have to do avoda. So anyway, why did Mikdash David chayzer buy from it? He said, because if he has a kasha, it says in the Gemara that Shlomo HaMelech made 10 shulchans and 10 menorahs. Okay, but why it was for like some kind of yoifi or something?
I thought it was to switch up.
That's a mishnah that you had two or three of everything, okay. But he made 10 and he put them in the base of mikdash. Okay, but they only used Moshe Rabbeinu's. They never did the lechem or the neiros. Only Moshe Rabbeinu's. The others were just sitting there. So then the Gemara has a whole kasha. The shulchan, the din is, has to be on the north. The menorah has to be on the south. So how do they have room? So for all these shulchans and menorahs, the Gemara has a whole complicated cheshbonis, how to get the room, set it up this way. So now, frek the mikdash David, I have a kasha. If you're right, that mikan ve'elich, it won't, you need avoda, so it's not a shulchan anyway. It's not anyway because he didn't do any avoda, right? So what are you so worried about? North, south? It's not a kosher shulchan. It's not a kosher minayer. So what's pshat in the Gemara? So because of this kasha, he comes up with the aside that avodasin doesn't have to be davka avoda. He says, anyways, the Rambam writes a lashon. Not like mamish, you don't really need avoda mechem chasin. The Rambam doesn't use the word avoda. I think the Rambam's word is malachton haru'uya or something like that. Like it should do whatever it's supposed to do. Let's see if I wrote it down somewhere here. The lashon of the Rambam. Yeah, Mishicha is not no negla dayrois. Ela kelim kulam kivon shenishtamshu bohem ba mikdash bimalachton niskadshu. He doesn't use the word avoda. If you do whatever it's supposed to do, so he wants to add on with that and say that even if you have the hanoch in the mekaymei haroi, if you put it in its right spot, that's also like being doing its malachta.
Because then they had the ability.
He wants to say, based on what he's thinking, he's saying that malachton just means you put it in the right place. That's already good enough to be called malachtai. And mimela, if that's true, then even the aron. Yeah, I wouldn't agree with his. Right, malachta sounds like it does something.
Right,
so but then his pshat will be shver, because then his kasha will come back, right? Because he's trying to figure out, well, how did Shlomo HaMelech make all 10 into a shulchan and all
because
10 into
Roy to do the avodah.
Roy is enough, but it says if it did it, then I mean avodasan mechan chasan, right? It means you got to do
the
malach, right? The Rama didn't use the word avodasan.
No, the malach. What's Roy for it to do?
But he still wrote shenishtamshu bohen ba mikdash bimalachta. He doesn't say, you know, he says they did it. So all right,
never lit those menorahs
and never did the lechem parim on them. This was there. So you hear what he's saying. He's saying that it has to be just putting it in its place is good enough to be called avidasin, which is I think a daichik. Yeah, and then once he says that, then he ruins the whole pshat. Because then you can make a new aron and put it in a place and it will be good. But I want to defend the whole thing. Because I think it's a daichik what he's saying. I'll go the other way. Rav Chaim Moshe's pshat is good. Rav Mikdash Tov's pshat is good. It won't be kosher. It won't be a kosher aron because you didn't do any avoda. But even before you finish up the Kedusha of the Kli, it still has a din that it goes on the north and on the south. It's still a shtickle Kli because you're Mekadosh it bepeh before, you know, and it already is considered a Shulchan and a Menorah even before you do the Meshichasan or an Avedasan. And I have a right to that because if you look in the Chumash, it tells you that Moshe Rabbeinu put the Shulchan on the north, and he put the Menorah on the south, and he put everything, you know, where it's supposed to go. Then, after he put all the things, he did the Mashiach. Okay. Now, when Moshe Rabbeinu put all the things in the right place, was there any point when he did that? Because at that point, it was before the Mashiach. That's one side. That it was already something. Or the other way, it could be it's taka garnished because he didn't do the Mashiach yet. But this way, when you do the Mashiach, it's in the right place. Is it something right now? Or is it really nothing right now because you didn't do Mashiach? It's all because you want it there for when you do the Mashiach.
Maybe they have to go together. It has to be the Mashiach when it's in the right place.
You mean maybe the Mashiach should be done in the right place even? Okay. I don't know if that's...
Before there's no mitzvah to put it in the right place as a clay kodesh, because otherwise you would do it the other way around. First you'd be mekadesh,
right.
Then you'd make the hanacha.
Okay, so but you could say maybe the Torah doesn't care if you don't do a hanacha.
It should be there. However it gets there.
That's my shayla. So I have an answer, though, from Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim said, Briskov brings down from his father, that if you look... when it puts down every kli, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu, it says in the Chumash, he put this. It's all in straight order. First he did the Aron all the way in the inside. Then he went to the Menorah and the Shulchan. Then he moved out to the Mizbeach, HaZohav, which is more outer. Then he went to the Mizbeach HaChitza. One thing is out of order, the Kiyar. Because he did, it says in the Chumash, he did the Mizbeach. And then the Kiyar, which is between. More in between. Why? So Rav Chaim answered, because it says in the Chumash, V'samta es ha-Kiyar bein oyel moed uvein ha-Mizbeach. So Memela, you had to do the Mizbeach first. And then the Rav Chaim said, and that's also pshat in the order of the Shulchan and the Menorah. It says that he put down the Shulchan first, and then he did the Menorah. How come he did it that way? Because it says, Ves ha-Menorah noicha ha-Shulchan. So now, if nothing was anything now, because nothing was Mashiach, until they finished every last thing, they put everything down, and then they did Mashiach. So you're wasting your time. What are you telling me all these things? It's Nishken Mizbeach, and it's Nishken Kiyar, and it's Nishken Menorah, and Nishken Shulchan. So what are you doing? You're joking. So I see from him that he didn't think so. He held that it is already considered a Menorah. It is considered a Shulchan. It's not kosher yet, because you still need to do Mashiach, but it's still Shmei Shulchan. It's called a Shulchan anyway. And you got to do it, you know, like it says. So Memela, I want to defend the original position of the Mikdash David, that when Taka Shloima Melech, he put Shulchans there, and he put Menorahs there. And the Gemara is saying, they have to go on the Tzof, and they have to go on the Dark. They're not kosher. they're able to be kosher. If you're going to put lechem upon him on it, it will turn into kosher because it will be avodas mechan chasan, right? But they didn't. But that was the thing that Shlomo did, that you put shulchans here for, that's the yofi or whatever it is, and they're all kosher to be used if you want to use them. So what's the Mikdash David saying? But then it's not a shulchan, so why are you putting on the north? And why does Gemara say you have the Teretz? Is you see from the Torah itself that even before you do the Mashicha or the Avodah, it's still got a din of the Kli, and you put it on the north and the south. So Mimela, that's how I want to answer the Kasha of the Mikdash David. I want to defend the Epsha. Okay, so now at the end of the day, our final thing on this Kasha of the Acharonim, why didn't they make a new Aron? One, Teretz is because there's no such thing as an Aron without Luchos. The other answer is because they couldn't do it if they wanted. Because they Pashid couldn't do an Avodas Mechan Chasen, so it won't be Kasha. Okay, now we'll go to question number two. How did Yoshia have the right to put down the Aron? I mean, it's a din that you need an Aron in the Kodesh Kadosh. So how did he just over on that din? So I guess maybe you could say the Rabbanan have the Koyach because he was afraid that the Goyim would make, they have the Koyach to worry about that the Goyim will, I mean, that's it. The reason why he did it was because he was afraid the Goyim would take it away.
It'll
be a Chil Hashem and Stoiche. You could say, oh, very good. So that's Mabash Wana to say what you said. The Rambam writes, I wrote down the Zloshin, Be'eis Shabona Shloimei Es Habayis, V'yoda Shasoyfei Lecharev. He knew the soif is going to get destroyed.
The wooden, the walls.
Yeah, so he built, right, Bona Boi Mokoim, Lignois Boi Ha'orein Lamata, Matmonios Amukos Vakalkalos. In hidden places, deep and twisty, that you can't find it. The Yoshia Melech Tziva, and then when Yoshia Melech came, he taka told them Gonzoi Bamakam Shabana Shlem. This is the Rambam. Now where did the Rambam get this nice piece of information from? That Shlem Melech knew it and he built it and all that. So there's a Tosfos HaRosh, which Mamash explains it very well. Because it says in the Navi, in Dibre, Tosfos HaRosh and Yuma explains this. In Nun Beis Amud Beis. The Pasuk of Yoshia is in Dibre HaYamim. Vayoymer Yoshia, something like that. Tenu es Aroin HaKodesh, Babayis Asher Bono Shloimei Ben David Melch Yisrael. Yeah, put the Aron in the Bayis that Shloimei made. What are you talking about? It's there for the last 300 years. Zak the Tesis HaRosh. Mashma mehocha. Dechiban ye shloimoy labeis hamikdash. Hava yorah desayfer lecharev. Yeah, he's saying word for word the Rama. Ve Yisrael yeglu me'al admosan. Ve heichin bayis tachas hakarka. She yehei muchon lignois boi ha'aron. Kedei shaloi tishloi boi yaru moysa oilam. The alav kamar Yoshio. That's what Yoshio said. Put the Aron in the bais that Shlomo made, meaning hideaway. That hideaway place, which is mamish must be the Rambam. That's the same thing the Rambam is saying, and he has a nice thing that the Tosfos HaRosh adds on v'ikal meimar, and you could say hadu kamar Shlomo. There's a pasuk in Shlomo, which is in the Haftarah of Pekudei. It's in Melachim Perek Ches when it's building the base of Mikdash there. Vo'evne Habayis l'shem Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Yeah, Shlomo Melech was saying, I built the bayis. Va'osim sham makom la'aron. So what does he mean? I made a makom la'aron. He made a makom for every single thing. Ahu duchta ka'amar. That's what Shlomo Melech meant. And look how gross the Achreinim are. If you look at the Meshech Chochma and the Haftiris and Pekudei and the Rugged Shaver, they both thought of that. They both said they got it. The same thing what it says in Tosfos HaRosh.
So the second Beis HaMikdash, they didn't know the hideout.
I don't know if anyone knew anymore. Yeah, it could be nobody knew. Yeah. It could be nobody knew. So... Where exactly is it? Well, you'll hear soon something from the Yavetz.
Exactly where it was.
Yeah, we know. So now, one time, you know, somebody was at Reb Baruch Ber when he was in Alfer Lubos's house, you know, he was in America. And a guy said to Reb Baruch Ber, he says, Rebbe, they say that there's a Gan Eden down here in Africa, the Gemara, you know. He says, now they have these planes that can take pictures. Where is it? It's nowhere. They filmed everywhere. So Reb Baruch Ber started laughing and he said, a balabos can good behalten. You know, the Rebbe Shalom's a balabos, he can hide it good, now you can't find it. That's what he said. Like the same thing, like when Shlomo HaMelech made sure that you won't find it, he was Chacham Mikol Adam, he did it, you can't find it. So anyway, the point was like this. So if Shlomo HaMelech made it, now the question is like this. Was that hideout just like a chulin place, was not part of the Beis HaMikdash at all? Or was it like part of the Beis HaMikdash? So now the way the Rambam wrote it, I don't think it's really a shtark diik. The Rambam just wrote, Be'eis Shabana Shloima Yas HaBayis V'yorosh HaSeif HaLechorev Bona Boy Mokam Lignes HaAret. Okay, it sounds a little like it was in the Beis HaMikdash. But what Pasuk, I do want to say...
But the Pasuk, the diik from the Pasuk though is Asim Bo.
Ba'asim Sham. Yeah, Sham. Also a little bit sounds, right? Ba'asim Sham. Sham Lakum Lar, like in the Beis HaMikdash. But that's like debatable diik. But what in the Yaivitz, in the Lechem Shamayim on the Rambam there, he says, from him you see Mamash, he says, why did the Rambam write history? Who cares about the hideout? What halacha is the Rambam writing this for? Zok the Yavitz near Ali or Ali B'Yomerli, something like that. That the reason is because the Rambam is about to write in the like Prakim later that the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash never left, and Boini Makriven, we could still be really be Makriv Kabbanis nowadays. And if a Tommy walks in there, he's Chayiv Karis and everything, it's still all there. And the Ravid argues, the Ravid says, no, the Kedusha went away. So he says, Libi Oimerli, that the Rambam is based on this mitzvah, that since the Aron is still really there, underground, Memela, it's Kedusha stayed. That's what he thinks the Rambam wrote it for.
But there's one problem. Tumma Meis is allowed to go underground. There's no Kedusha underground. Right.
Well, there's a din mechilas hapsuchas lekodesh. If there's a way that it's open to the kodesh, it's kodesh. So if he had some secret way to open it up somewhere, then it would make that easier. If you remember when Rav Shach was nifter, they only had a hesped from his son-in-law. That was the only one. Rav Meir Tzvi Bergman. His vort at the levaya was this lechem shemayim. This Yavitz. He said, you see, the Aron was under the ground, but it kept the whole Beis HaMikdash Kaddish. So also his Shver, even though the last years you couldn't talk to him, but as long as he was still somewhere, he still made the whole Olam have a certain Chiyus. That was he said over that Yavitz. But anyways, L'chayra, according to the Yavitz, it for sure must have been still in the Beis HaMikdash. Or else it doesn't make sense. It can't make the Beis HaMikdash Kaddish anymore. So if you already say that, then... what's that?
They don't need another arm.
Then they don't need... Oh, yeah. You mean... Oh, I don't know if that... You could go that far. I don't know. I wonder. He probably would say that. Yeah. And the Chassam Sefer actually brings us the Yavitz just mentioned. And Chulin, he says, V'nochen hu. He writes on the Yavitz, it's nochen hu. So then for sure it's good. But Al Kapanim, what I just want to take out of that is that then there's a pasuk that Gemara brings. HaKol b'chsav mi'ad Hashem alai hisko. The whole surah of the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem told David HaMelech what to do. So that then you can ask the Kasha, how did Yoshia do it? It was from Ruach HaKodesh, from, like you were saying, from Shlomo, and Shlomo didn't make it up either. He had to do it Al-Pi Ruach HaKodesh. So Memela, he did it.
Is it
Oh, okay, but I this way I would have to make up stories from nowhere. I don't know that anyone told him that. I'll just say maybe a Navi told him, but this way I know. Because if Shlomo did it, and it's part of the base of Mikdash, it had to be. It was for sure okay according to Nebuah, so I'm safe. Now, I'll say over a real interesting Rabbeinu Bechai in Akev. He said, if Yoshia hid away the Aron, why didn't he already hide away some other things? So like a Chayis HaShulchan or something else. So right, he says, that's what he says. The first answer is, because the Aron is more than everything else. Then he says another answer. His second answer is, because what happened was, that you know that it says, Vayarichu Abadim, by Shlomo HaMelech, the bottom got longer. So he explains, it means that in Moshe Rabbeinu's, they weren't so long. By Shlomo, that's when they went real long and they went into the Parechas. And in other words, because in Moshe Rabbeinu's, in the Mishkan, you didn't need to be too long to get to the Parechas. It wasn't so big. But in the base of Mikdash, it was much bigger. It was 10 Amos away, so there it had to get long. So he says, by Yoshia's days, they got short again. The same size as Moshe Rabbeinu. When he saw that, he said, that means that they're ready to travel. That was how he knew that you have to put it down. So that's what he says. So Mamela, he knew that's the one that has to go. So I just wanted to add on, the pshat could be, according to this, very easy. Because he didn't want him in Vatal and he didn't. He's not going to go taking the menorah out of the Beis HaMikdash. You're not allowed to do that. By the Aron, he had a nevuah that the Vasim Shal Makam La'Aron. So there was a nevuah, he did it. Everything else, he didn't have a nevuah, so he wouldn't do it. It's simple as that. He wasn't. Now, still you might need the Rabbeinu Bechai, so how did he know when to do it exactly? So when he saw that, that was the time to do it. But as far as how come he did that one and the other one's not, that could be an answer. Now, we'll go to the last question. I don't think we could do too much on it, but just the last question.
Well, the question to see is, how does anybody answer the Kedushin Lashon and not on the paper to even do that?
You mean how did he go and hide it?
Yeah,
how did they go in there to hide it? Well, you know that the din is like for any tzarech, like unim, right? Workers can go in if they need him from the right. So they lower themselves because there's a pasuk that they can. So this is like that.
Okay,
so fine. So now we just covered the second question. The second question is how did Yoshia know to do it? He had an alpin avua from Shlomo HaMelech already that you could do this. Now comes the third kasha of the Minchas Seinuch, which is an amazing kasha. Even just to hear the kashas, kedai to listen. He said, look in the entire Rambam. The Rambam says how you make every single kli. And he has a whole thing, how you make the Shulchan and how you make... He doesn't say how to make the Aron. Doesn't say nothing. Not only that, this is why I wish he would have said even, I looked already, because he told me to look. I looked. It doesn't even say... In the whole Rambam, that you should have an Aron in the base of Mikdash. Did you know that? It's unbelievable. I was shocked. He doesn't make that. He doesn't mention that kasha. But I looked it up, and he says over there. Excuse me.
Does that answer the Rambam's kasha on the Rambam?
Meaning.
Of course, it's not mentioned because there is no
mitzvah. Oh, you mean according to the Rambam, there is really no mitzvah. That's really scary. But look, he doesn't mention it. It's in the Chumash. He writes, you should, Vasul Mikdash, he starts off, say, make a base of Mikdash, goes five halachas about it. Then he says, and there's seven kalim that you have to make also. Seven kalim along with it. What are they? The kevesh of the Mizbech with the Mizbech. The kir, the kanai. The shulchan, the menorah, and the Mizbech hazav, the shalom. And that's it. No Aron. Then finally, the only thing that you could find is this thing. When it comes to Perek Dalid, he says the story. He says, when Yoshia saw that the Goyim were coming, he knew about Shlomo Melech's hidden thing, and he put the Aron in the ground underneath there, and nowadays we just spritz on that spot. So he got it mentioned it in passing. That there was used to be Aron there. That's it. So it's a pellet. That's the kasha he has. So all right, we don't have time to go into too much, but basically what he wants to say is that maybe the Rambam didn't write about it because it's never negea to do it anymore. Because either it's underground, or we'll get it back, and we're not going to make a new one anyways. So all the other things, maybe when the new bias will come, we're going to have to make them. We don't know if we have them. But the arm, we know it's there. So Memela is no reason. So he says, he does, but L'chayr, he says, that's not such a good answer, because you still need to know in case the arm breaks. Right? He was mamash mechavin to the Ramban. That the Ramban says, that's why he holds it's a mitzvah l'dayris. So he ends up blibing Tzarechiyin. All right, so I guess we'll also have to blibe Tzarechiyin for now. Okay, so got through that much of the Minchas Chinuch.
So technically, the way the pasuk reads here, it says first, "Samtes haShulchan michutz haPerachas, v'Shamanar Nechach haShulchan Atzela Mishkan Teimana," and then brings back "VaShulchan Titin Atzela Tzafan." Why is it taka split?
Yeah,
it starts with the Shulchan, puts the menorah, like Rebbe said, Nechach haShulchan, and tells you where that goes on the south. Then the Shulchan was put on the north.
Yeah.
So what was V'Shamtes haShulchan michutz haPerachas for?
Yeah.
What didn't go initially at the north?
You think it wasn't in the north, really?
I mean, why is he wait? Why is it at the end? After it's like it's relative to the Shulchan.
Uh huh. My father mamish has a whole shot on your kasha. I don't remember how it goes exactly, but it's something like at first you're just putting down the Shulchan.
Just so the menorah should be nice. Yeah.
And then you do something else to the Shulchan for its own self.
Right.
But I don't remember what it was exactly. He mamish asked your kasha. Yeah, you went on it. Yeah. It's a good kasha.
Try calling Shlomo Goss. I spoke to your daughter-in-law, but... I